Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. I am Tony Green, the Psychic Medium channel. And here we go again. So everybody, if you are watching live, if you are listening live and you have a question or you'd like to connect with a loved one on the other side, you can be part of the show. You can join in the fun. The number is 845-277-9131. Yep, 845-277-9131. And if you're watching on one of the television stations or any of the blog talk stations that or any of the podcast stations that I am on, any of the podcast stations that I am on, you can join me live every single Monday and Wednesday Central Time and call in or join the live chat prior to the show. I want to thank everybody who's here with me live today. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you and everybody watching, rewatching the show, listening, re-listening to the show. John, Fawn, Jennifer, Heather, thank you for being on the live. I know there are a lot of people that watch me on YouTube and listen live, and I don't get to say hi to all of you, but thank you to everybody that does listen in or watch live, or rewatches for that matter. A couple announcements before I get started with Katie Sal, with taking callers and answering their questions or connecting them with loved ones. First and foremost, hey Stevie, I hope you're having a good day, bud. And for those of you who are new, Stevie's my youngest brother. So here's my notes for the day. Okay, so first and foremost, those of you who are not aware, the IRS is bringing on 87,000 more employees, because that's what we need. Of all the places we need employees, that's the place we need them. But let me go one step further, and please, somebody check this for me just in case I'm wrong. I could be. I was wrong once or twice. They have exempt politicians, Congress politicians, have written a bill or a law or a executive order. Hold on to your pantaloons, exempting themselves from audit. I now identify as a politician. I am now identifying as a member of Congress. So you cannot audit me. Are you effing kidding me? No words can even come out of my mouth, and I'm a person full of words. Are you kidding me? Please double check this. Don't come at me. Just look up Congress exempt from IRS audits. Let me know what you find. And while you're looking up executive orders, you might want to look up executive order 14067, which I will not talk about on air, but have fun with that one. Again, that's Executive Order 14067. And to all those people who called us conspiracy theories, we accept your apologies and we forgive you. More to come. Much more to come. Okay. So everybody keeps saying, you know, what's the end game here? And they keep announcing the game. They've written books on the end game. We've all talked about the end game, and nobody seems to. So I'm gonna say it in a way that maybe everybody can get this. If you've seen the movie The Hunger Games, that was actually supposedly those, I'm just going to say, if you've seen the movie The Hunger Games, you're getting close. You're getting close. I know that you could, you think that could never, ever happen. Venezuela and Cuba thought that could never happen to them. Predictions. Throughout the month of September and October, there will be a lot of misinformation being put out by every media and every side. There's going to be so much misinformation coming out. Please, whatever you hear, no matter where you hear it from, fact check it yourself. Do not go into a solid belief system saying this, oh my God, and panicking. Take a breath, wait a minute, and let more information come out. Give it a week or so before you jump onto any side of anything. So one thing I keep hearing about votes, we're all very concerned about the integrity of voting. You know that these polling places where you go in and actually vote, they hire people for the day, and anybody can apply. And it's one day. You do the training, and then you go in and work for the day. You are a person who can take a day off of work, work a full day through, and you're very concerned about the integrity of voting no matter what side you're on, this might be a good opportunity for you to see the process from the other side, okay? And I still say fingerprint voting. Think about that, folks. Think about that. If we have fingerprint voting, who will vote and who won't vote? Think about that. And everybody has a unique fingerprint. So once it goes through the machine, if that fingerprint has already shown up, come on. It's a no-brainer, which is why they haven't done it yet. let's see, what other notes do I have here? And you know what? Here's one last thing that I'm a little hesitant to put out. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait a couple shows to put this other thing out. I am. I'm going to wait a couple shows to, this will come out on Wednesday or next Monday's show. Okay, I am about to take callers. Again, if you would like to call in, the number is 845-277-9131. I'm going to go through callers one at a time. I'll say your area code because all I see is your phone number. I will say your area code. When I say your area code, please give me your name and where you're calling from. Have a very exact question or connection that you would like to make. An exact question or connection is a specific name of a person on the other side and the relationship to them, or something exact about love, life, career, finances. A not exact question is, oh, give me a message from anyone, anytime, or give me any message, or tell me a little bit. That is more, I'm happy to do that. But that's more of a private reading. I don't do that on air just because it takes a little bit more time. And a lot of times the messages that come out with those give me anything are not always what you want to know. And they're kind of times messages that are corrections in your course or your path that you're on. And not everybody wants to hear that on air, okay? As I go to take the first caller, please remember, I will never, ever, ever reach out to you for a session. I will never, ever tag you on social media, try to reach out to you on social media. I will never tell you you need a reading. If you want a reading, you have to reach out to me. The way you reach out to me is via my website, tonig.info. Again, that's tonig.info. That is pretty much the only way to get a reading or to call my private number, 414-897-2869. Remember, I will never, ever reach out to you. Here we go, 415-415. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. It's Kate.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
Hey, I want to say I loved last Wednesday's show. You did like a long channeling at the end of the show, and I've listened to that a couple times, so everyone should go back and listen to that again.
Gosh, thank you. That's so sweet. Yeah, I have to go back and listen to that. So it was,
yeah.
I know when I channel, I don't always comprehend everything coming through. And even right when I was done, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to re-listen to this. So yeah, thank you for reminding me. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. I would like to hear from my friend who died young, Paul.
Okay. So as I tap into Paul, the first thing, well, I'm seeing one thing and I'm hearing another thing. So the first thing I see is like Andy Gibb. I don't even know. And then I hear, and I don't know if this was ever a song, but I hear, all I want to say, all I want to do. And that's the only line I'm hearing, and I'm not familiar enough with that to say that that was actually a song, or if your friend Paul is just putting those words into a song. What I will say is when I was younger, I had the biggest crush on the Gibbs.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah, Andy was the most handsome. Yeah.
You are not wrong, my friend. You are not wrong. So if I'm giving you a message from Paul, he is saying, stay the course. Study the work and don't compromise. Compromise. So whatever that means for you, for whatever is going on right now, those are the messages that he has for you. And then he's saying again, all I want to say, all I want to do.
I'll look that up. Doesn't come to me either.
Okay. So then, this just then, all I want to say, all I want to do, and then there's like this do, 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 which people, if this is the first time you're hearing me sing, I apologize. I cannot keep a beat. I can note, and I do not know what tone is, except for tone loc. I know what tone loc is. right? And then it goes doot, doot, doot. And then he says, love you. So all I want to say, all I want to do, doot, 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 love you, is love you. Mm-hmm. So that would be the message. And so there's that little delay in between the all I want to do, doot, 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 love, is love you. So just know that you have like a tremendous amount of love coming from up there for you. And I want you to know that there is get on track, steady the course, get on track. So whatever that means for you is what they're wanting you to focus in on now and to make sure that that's happening for you. Okay, beautiful?
Yeah, thank you. Definitely in the past, I took jobs that I knew I wouldn't really like, and then I felt kind of stuck in. So I am making sure that it's something that I am, you know, shooting for something higher, definitely, and that really matches with me. So it makes sense.
Excellent. And I feel like moving forward, the sooner you can secure something, whether it's your own something or something you're doing with or for somebody else, the better it's going to be. I feel like that is maybe that's why they're saying steady the course, or what they're saying, because I do feel like there is it's necessary or a need to secure that sooner rather than later. Okay, love?
All right, great, thank you.
You are so very, very welcome. Thank you so much for calling in today, Kate. I'm going to go directly to 904 in a second. I want to say hey to Patrick. Patrick, thanks for joining on YouTube. And Genevieve and Yvonne. Hey, you guys. Thanks for saying hi and joining in. And 904, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Wendy calling from Florida.
Hey, Wendy. How can I help you today?
I would like to hear from my grandmother, please.
And her first name, please?
Sadie.
Sadie, okay. Okay, so I saw one woman first and then a second woman, and I'm not sure, I know one of these women are her. One woman was older and thinner and a little bit more, I'm going to use the word weathered, as we all get when we mature. The other woman is thin and younger. So this might be a vision of her when she was older and a vision when she was younger, but instantly I see these two people step in. And they could be the same woman or they could be two different people. Having said that, mm-hmm. The first message comes through for you. First, I'm going to ask you, did you have a specific question for your grandmother? Is there a reason you want to connect with her or no?
It's a lot going on, but I figure I just listen to what she has to say because I'm get out of my own way, kind of, sort of.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to tell you what she is saying, and just give me a second here as I unfilter myself, so to say. Well, the first thing that okay, so the first thing that she wants to bring in, and there are actually a couple of other people that I cannot see clearly, so I'm not really going to mention them, but collectively they are here. But they want you to know that collectively they are here. And the first song I hear is the song Hit the Road, Jack. Don't you? They're changing the word to "Don't you look back no more, no more, no more, no more." So in that, like, that to me just like means whatever you're thinking, you need or want to do, it's time for you to do it, and just don't look back. Don't look back. Just go, and don't look back with whatever it is that you are thinking you need to do right now. That move you need to make. You just need to jump. Jump on it, and don't think twice. And then the other thing is, sometimes the situation doesn't get better while you're in it. You have to get out of the situation and then work on things once you're out of the situation. And what I'm seeing, and it's very, if you guys knew how my brain works, it's all I can say. So I'm seeing two visions go on at the same time in my head. I know. So one vision is a living room with, like, chaos all around it, but the vision right next to it is like a tornado that is swirling, just swirling, 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 and it has all this stuff caught up in it. And then, so what they're saying is when you're in the tornado and the tornado is swooping up everything, you can't fix that. You have to get out of the tornado before you can fix anything or exact or effect change for things. And the fact that they're showing me the tornado and then at the same time showing me the, like, living room situation, I'm gonna venture to guess that this might be something in your home life. Whatever that is, your grandmother, Sadie, is saying the best way to fix, change, alter the outcome or the destiny of this. You're not going to be able to do it from within. You have to get out and then figure out what you want and make those changes and then stick to them. As long as you are in this, I'm going to say exactly what she's saying, so please don't. No good can come from this. And no good can come from this the way it is. No good can come from this as it sits. No good can come from this. You need to remove yourself from the situation to make the change. And you know what? She's just going to keep repeating the same statement. And I hope this makes, and I'm just going to say this because I feel like I need to, and I always want to give the benefit of the doubt or open it up a little bit more just in case I'm being a little too exact. This could be a home situation. This could be a relationship situation. This could be a work situation. If it is a family situation, it could be a family situation, like maybe not in your direct home, but maybe with a sibling or something along those lines. Just on not being so exact, even though I know she's like correcting me right now, but whatever. So I'm going to say this is her message to you. I hope this was helpful, and I hope it makes sense to you.
Hi, thank you. Yes, it was.
Okay, perfect. And they love you, and they love you. Of course they love you. And thank you so much for calling in, and I'm so grateful I was able to talk with you, and I hope that you have an absolutely amazing day. And please call in anytime. I'm happy to give you messages again in the future, okay?
Okay, thank you, and to you as well. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, 845-277-9131 is the call-in number if you would like to call in and ask a question about life, love, career, finances, or connect with a loved one on the other side. 925.
Hi, Tony.
How can I help you today? Hey.
This is Teresa. I'm calling from California. I am wondering, it's time for reviews at my job, and I have someone that I work indirectly with, but he's trying to minimize what I do. And I don't know how you see that going. He's difficult to work with.
Yeah. Okay, so the first thing I'm hearing is you're not the only one who is aware of this. Everybody's aware this person is. They're using the word condescending. Boy. Everybody's aware of how this person pretty much operates. I feel like because they do know how this particular person operates, it will be a minimal effect that he has on your review or they have on your review, whatever it is. I do feel like this person is trying to they have to undercompensate for other people because they try to overcompensate for themselves, and they just want all the credit is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
And then I
the
hear
only
that
thing
song.
Is,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The only thing is that our VP listens to everything that he says, and everybody in the company is really frustrated with him. And I don't know that.
Yeah.
She only hears one side of the story.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to say. Again, everybody in the company, maybe with the exception of the VP, understands how this person works. But at this point in time, the message I'm getting is I feel like you don't have a lot to worry about.
Okay.
Something people do that is extremely strategic and beautiful, it's like from the It's like it's very strategic and it's very beautiful, and this is just a download this just in sort of thing. Is they do this thing where they, I'm not sure if the word is watermark or earmark their work. So they make sure their signature is on it and it can't be taken off, okay, easily. Eventually anything can be removed from anybody's work. But they're just saying make sure that you're leaving your name on all of your work, or keeping a very distinct file, like a file filled with everything that you have accomplished. I don't feel like you have anything to worry about right now. I feel like everything is going to be, is going to work out to your benefit right now. The mm-hmm. one good thing about this person that you're speaking of is he has whatever this is worth. He has everybody where he wants them, and he knows how to work the players. So he doesn't want to replace the players, but he doesn't want any of the players to replace him. So he has to keep them at a certain level in the VP's eyes so that they don't take his position, but also he doesn't want them to go anyplace because he knows that everybody who's working is doing a good job. So he's not going to do anything to, he might not speak as highly as he could or should of you, but he's also not going to do anything that is going to compromise your position. I hope that makes sense to you, Teresa.
Yeah, it does. Thank you, Tony.
You are so welcome. You have an absolutely amazing day, and I hope to hear from you again in the near future.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Thank you so much. And I'm going to do the first clearing of the show, and it's going to be for workplace relationships. We have healthy, happy workplace relationships. I get a no. Let's clear that to a yes. You may or you may not feel that. I hope you do. And if you don't, it doesn't mean it's not working. It just means you may not be feeling it. I'm going to go directly to 417. 417, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing good, Tony. How's everything going on your end?
Excellent. Thank you so much. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Linda. I'm calling from North Carolina. And my concern is, my son and daughter-in-law, they have a little girl, and just long story short, things are kind of iffy on how they take care of her. Can you see if she's going to stay with her, or we take care of her, or can you see anything in the future? Because we worry about her. That's her.
Yeah. Okay, so one of the things I'm getting, and I'm sorry, I'm going to say this, simplify it for you.
Yeah, okay.
One of the things I'm getting is that there are drugs involved here. Now, drugs can mean, this is the qualification, drugs can mean a couple of things. This could mean that somebody's on medication, they're taking the wrong dose, or they're misusing a medication or a pharmaceutical drug. It could mean they should be on a pharmaceutical drug and they're not. It could mean they're using street drugs.
That's it right there.
Drugs can, yeah, and drugs
not
can mean
it.
A number. And when somebody's supposed on a pharmaceutical medication and they're not taking it,
mm-hmm.
let's just say they're not diagnosed or they're just not taking it, they're not taking the right amount. Typically, they self-medicate with something else, being alcohol and or a different drug or some other addiction. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
but when I hear the word drug, I feel like I need to explain that because everybody goes to one
yeah.
thing and it could be any
right.
of these things. So I hear that there is a drug issue here, and then I'm going to tell you, I think there's a lot more going on that you are personally aware of in this particular situation, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you are aware
yeah.
of it. I'm not going to say it on the air. I'm not going to put all of this out on the air. I am going to say there are probably things going on that you may not be aware of with this particular situation. I am going to tell you that in the case of this little girl,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what I'm hearing, and then I'm going to, again, qualify it. I'm hearing she's going to stay with you, and I hear this is going to be a surrender, but this surrender may take a bit of time. Now,
okay.
If the little girl is surrendered to you, that would mean that it's a parental surrender, which is the easiest, best way for the child. I'm going to tell you, though, if this surrender comes, it's going to be after a lot of, let's call them discrepancies within the home
okay.
of the little girl. And these discrepancies
yeah.
can be anything from the police being called for domestic stuff to being pulled over and getting under the influence, or catching a case for, like, let's just say some of those nefarious, I don't know what the word nefarious really means, but that did sound kind of cool coming out of my mouth. I'm so sorry.
Hey, that's a new word for all of us, huh?
I don't even know right now. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't believe the things I admit that I don't know on air, but who cares, right?
Yeah, exactly. We'll get the gist of it.
Really so I feel like there's going to be, here's what I'm going to bottom line this. I'm going to just kind of try to bottom line this. The bottom line
sure.
is I feel like there is going to be police interference. Now, I don't think the police interference at this point is going to be enough to warrant, like, the child being taken away. However, I do feel like you're going to have more and more time with the little girl or your granddaughter, and then there's going to come a point where they are going to feel like they have to make this choice. And I think
okay.
one of them, I'm going to tell you something.
You don't have to sugarcoat anything for me. I'm kind of understanding what's happening a little bit.
Okay, one of them wants their freedom. One of them, it's not that they look at their baby as a burden, but they think about,
right.
I didn't have the child in the house. I could A, B, C, and D, and I could have my life back, and I could have freedom, and this is overwhelming. And part of the reason it's so overwhelming is because there's a mental illness involved, and this mental illness does not allow this person to slow down and or, like, see things realistically.
Right.
So, like,
right.
forward, just more and more and more, you are going to have this grandchild. Now, I'm going to say if you try to push and take the grandchild, they will buck you and they will fight this with every ounce of everything, because you will become the new sticking point and what they can battle against, because they need to battle against something. So
right.
allow it to happen a little bit more naturally, and it will be a much better situation for you. Okay, love?
Okay.
Whew.
Is now, there hasn't been any police involved with them too at this time. Is there, there has been other legal matters, something she may have done a long time ago, but is, how soon in the future do you see that this is going to start occurring?
I feel like it's going to, I hear month or month. So when I hear month and month, it could possibly mean, for every situation, it's a little bit different. It could possibly mean that some things are going to start, and then over the month, it might be a continuation, like it happens in a month, and then again, the next month there's something. I do feel like what they're, I'm going to say the word sneaky comes in. So they're very good
oh,
at
yeah.
what they do. They're very, very good at what they do. Like, they know how to get around what they want to get around. They're extremely cunning and, he knows people like this. I mean, we all know people
yeah.
who know how to work a system or two. I'm getting
exactly.
that they are They're very, very sneaky, cunning, very, they know what they're doing. But again, I just feel like over the next couple of months, and this process may take a little bit longer than you're comfortable with, but I do feel like you will see some movement in about the 2 to 3 month mark where things kind of, the scales kind of slide. They're showing me like a teeter-totter kind of being centered.
Yeah.
Like neither
right.
person putting their feet down. And then all of a sudden, it's just all the way, one way over the other. So, and again, the scales, one scale being up and one scale being down.
Yeah.
I do feel like whatever is done here, and this is really important. You don't have to go to literally an attorney and get a contract written out, but I do feel like you should at the very least type something out. Type, how old are we? You should print that on the computer and kind of have it notarized and signed by all the parties that you are the guardian, just in case of anything medical with the little girl or anything
right.
down the line of whatever, just to protect yourself and to protect the little girl.
Right.
So that is one key piece of information. And if I am, I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm getting that piece of information, that means eventually they are going to surrender her to you. They might say they're temporarily surrendering her to you, but make sure you have the paperwork and the birth certificate to back that up and let them know it's only for medical emergencies. You're not trying to keep their child, because again, if at any point you let them know you're trying to keep their child, they will go, you will become their new enemy. Yes,
okay.
And that's what I have for you. Okay, love?
Okay. Yeah.
Excellent.
So I kind of had this feeling for a while, but thank you for reconfirming some of this for me.
Yeah, and thank you so much for calling in, and I wish you luck, and I hope that this young one, this little one is... I feel like she'll be okay until everything transpires. You just have to pay close attention, okay?
Yeah.
And
No.
I am going to tell you, and however somebody feels about this is how they feel about it. If I hear it or I see it, I say it, and that's it. Don't come at me. Go at the angels or God if you don't like what I say. So, because I do get sometimes some pushback from watchers or listeners, but if you happen to know of the fact that they are, let's say, I'm hearing the song, Trying to Catch Me Run Dirty, which that song comes through quite a bit on my show, but what I'm getting is if you do know that somebody is driving or in a vehicle with something on them or under the influence of something, it's okay to make that more known, like to make that call.
Like call authorities or, yeah.
Yes, to kind of speed up the process. Now, I want to be clear about this. If somebody's doing if somebody's doing something, that's on them. Like whatever. It is what it is. But
right.
if you feel like you're protecting your granddaughter, do what you need to do to protect your granddaughter. And again, if I hear it, I say it. If I see it, I say it. I'm hearing this, so I'm saying it. Anybody who's not in alignment with that, that's okay. Don't be in alignment with that.
I agree with you. Just tell me the way it is. That's the way I work. I'd rather have honesty.
That is what I'm hearing for you, love. I hope that this is helpful, and I hope that this is something that that happens with the least amount of turbulence for the little girl. Okay, love?
Yeah, that's what we wished as well. I appreciate it. I don't want to take any more of your time. I greatly appreciate you're wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, and good luck in the future. And please call back at any time. I'm happy to help you out. I'm going to go to 256. 256, how are you today? Okay. If I call your area code and you're not there right away, I just go to the next call. I know sometimes people get a call on the other line they have to take or whatever it is, and that's okay. I understand, but I do go to the next person right away. I want to say, hey, Kate, I am going to go, and I will read some of the YouTube comments in a bit. Hey, Jennifer. I'm going to go to 407. 407, how are you today? How can I help you?
Hi, Tony.
Hi. I'm so sorry, 407. It's definitely not a clear connection, so please hang up and call back. I'm going to go to 845. 845, how are you today?
I am fine. How are you?
I am good. What's
Thank
your name?
You.
Where are you calling?
Yeah, Lucy. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How can I help you, love?
Yes, please. I have many situations in my life. I want to see what you take. What is your recommendation, Emma? My situation, Emma. I'm moving now, but then I have everything is like I'm going to move out. Why you see me moving on to the other apartment in reference to my finances? I'm going to be living by myself, and then I also tell the unfortunately the person who was living with me is going to need a place to live too. And then my other friends that used to stay with me, I told him no. At this time, I just want to be by myself.
Okay, well, then go be by yourself, first of all. Never be pressured into doing anything that you don't want to do. There is a lot of housing and housing authorities is the word that I'm getting, Lucy, that can help no matter what your income bracket is, no matter what state you're in. They can help you find housing that you can afford, whether you want to live on your own or with somebody else. Now, I'm going to assume that you're living with full-grown adults, and they can take responsibility for themselves and finding themselves someplace to live. Don't take responsibility for anybody else is the message I'm getting. And stop just, like, in general, for you and, you know, all us other people out here, stop worrying about other people. Everybody has the ability to take the steps they need to take to get where they need to be. Right now, the only person that you should focus on moving forward is probably pretty much yourself. People end up in situations like this because they're not minding their own mess. And I am channeling, so here we go. If you focus on you and where you need to be and what you are supposed to be doing to be a responsible adult, you're not in a situation. Okay? Okay. Now, if you're concerned about other people and where they are, that means you're taking your concern off of yourself, and you just need to be concerned with yourself, especially when you have a lot of situations going on where you need to move and or work or do whatever it is that you need to do. Being in a space where you are thinking of moving but talking about all these other people, that shouldn't even be coming into play if you're in a situation where you're not sure of where you're going to end up and your next move. Just focus on you focus on what you need, reach out to some government things, agencies that work with people in relocating. And there are also, and I cannot be more clear about this, there are also a lot of agencies just designed just for women that will help them get on their feet and get into a place that is good for them. Now, the one thing I'm going to say for you, Lucy, is stop thinking about it and start doing it. I know it's very, very difficult. I know it's very challenging when things overwhelming and you don't know what the next step to take is, or you know the next step, but then there is seemingly so many steps after that. It's like when your whole house is a mess. Don't set out to clean your whole house. Just set out to clean one area of the house. Like, I'm going to clean this area of my living room and then this area of my living room. Don't set out to, you know, do a whole rehaul or whatever of everything. Say, today is the day I call these three agencies. Today is the day I start looking at, I go out and I walk around and I physically look for places. And that's what I'm getting for you. You just have to start taking action, and you can't let other people's situations stop you or block you from moving forward. Okay, Lucy, I hope that was really, really helpful. And I am going to do a clearing, because there's a lot of chaotic energy in your situation and with the people you are with. So for everybody listening, re-listening, watching, re-watching, everybody online with me right now, all chaotic energy has been cleared. I get a no. Let's clear that now. We are clear. I get a no. Let's clear that. We are unclear. Let's clear that. And then the last thing I'm going to do, and it's the money, lovey-doveys, we're going to clear for money coming in. Money flows to us easily and in large amounts. I'm getting a no. Let's clear that now. Now, this doesn't mean a bag of money is going to fall from a plane and land in front of you. This means you, again, take an action to get the money. Like, even if you want to win the lottery, either you have to go buy a ticket or somebody has to buy a ticket and give it to you, okay? There's sometimes the action that is needed with that. So please be, when you get that thought, go do it. Take action, take action, take action. And which brings me to our next clearing, which is we are stuck. I get a yes. Let's clear that to a no. So we are moving forward with all this offer. I get a no. So let's clear that. Hoo-wee. Okay, again, if you would like to call in today or Wednesday, the number is 845-277-9131. I'm going to go to the next caller, who is 312. 312, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Brian, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Hey, Brian, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Excellent. Brian, can you turn off whatever you're listening to me on in the background? Can you turn that off for us so we don't hear the feedback
sure.
of that? Thank you so much.
Sure,
and what can I help you with?
Sure, yes. I was thinking about reconnecting with a college friend who's been going through a divorce for the last couple of years. I'm not sure if it's finalized. But we were attempted to reconnect back a year ago or so. And we just stopped talking because I just didn't think that she was ready to handle some of the things I was sharing with her about her marriage. And so I just want to know, do you see us reconnecting?
Yeah, I actually do see you reconnecting. And I do feel like when you reconnect, reconnect with the intention of a friendship, and nothing else, and well, allow that to be something that is not, how do I say this, a friendship that is like a, not like a, I there's a word for this, but the word isn't coming to me right now, but like a friendship that is a not even like an acquaintance. Thank you, an acquaintance friendship in the beginning and build it. Denial is an amazing, beautiful place to be with relationships. It is a solid place to be, and emotionally and psychologically, mentally, we can only handle so much at any given point, especially with our relationships, and especially if we're coming out of it. Information is good, but it's not always good to get it all once or to know things we're not ready to know. So when you go back into the friendship, go in as a listener, and that's it in the beginning. I do feel like this will be an on-again, off-again friendship just because, again, there's a lot going on with both people involved. And I do feel like she may be moving forward in a situation that is a little bit different. That's the most vague, gentle way that I can put that. Okay, love?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that that is helpful for you. I feel like that may not have been the answer that you are looking for, but I do feel like that is the answer that you need. And I do feel like over time, the friendship might grow closer, but I feel like it's always going to be like that kind of acquaintance or on again, off again friend, people who touch bases. And I happen to have a lot of friendships like that where, you know, we just touch base every once in a while and catch up and then move on with our lives. I do feel like there is something much better coming in for you end of September, beginning of October, and then moving into November, there's a potential. So I would look forward to something new coming in for you I can't tell anybody what to do, but there's the potential for some new people to come into your life in, again, the end of September, beginning of October, and then again in November. So I would look for that. And they're brand new people, people you've not dealt with before, nobody from the past, brand new, fresh, clean situations that will be really, really good for you, very healthy for you. So I would move forward in those areas or look at those as a potential new beginning for you. Okay, Brian?
Absolutely.
Okay, I hope you have an absolutely amazing rest of the week. Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling in, and I'm so grateful that you did. And I hope this was really helpful for you.
Okay, take care.
You too. Thank you, Brian. So, okay, guys, for the past couple of shows, and I don't know who this is, but I keep hearing the name Marjorie. I don't know if there's somebody on the other side named Marjorie or they're talking to somebody on this side named Marjorie. Now, they might have been called Marge while they were here, but Marjorie, I'm hearing this again. So if you know of a Marjorie that is either on the other side or on this side, maybe went by the name of, people called her Marge, all I can say is she's back again. She is here, whoever this is. If you do know this person, please. It's Marjorie. It is a Marjorie. It's not a Margaret. Everybody on YouTube is like, is it Margaret? Is it Margaret? No, it's a Marjorie. And I think she might have been called Marge. And it might be somebody's mother, somebody's grandmother even, or somebody's mother. I do feel like whomever this is like at least the third show she has popped into. Now I don't know if this is Marjorie talking to a Bill, but then I hear the name Bill William, and I'm hearing That Ford Bill, is your name Bill? Yep. Okay, there's a Bill on the other side, and Bill wants to come through, and he's talking. He wants to say, oh, my gosh, I should not have opened this door because I'm, like, hearing so many names right now. Okay, I'm just going to give out shout-outs from the other side. There's Marjorie, there's Bill William, and there's a Stephanie coming through, and then Maggie is coming through, and Maggie, I know, is short for Margaret, so Maggie, it can be short for Margaret, so there's a Maggie coming through, and there's an Adeline, Adele, is coming through. And I'm going to say that I do have a very nice audience on YouTube and on the podcast, but please do remember that, or that's awesome. If you guys saw it, please let me know. That is also with the TV shows and the radio shows that this goes out to. So this could be for anybody watching on TV, on YouTube, on any of the podcasts or rewatching, re-listening. The other people that are coming through, right, Stephanie. Huh. Okay, this Stephanie. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you so much. Hi, Caroline. I'm so grateful that you get to join us here. I'll see you on Wednesday, Patrick, on the show. And Caroline, I do want to say, okay, I'm going to try to get through some of the names of the people. There's a Douglas over here, and I'm hearing from Douglas, Dougie. So whomever that is, hey, Brianna, want to connect with my mom, please. Okay, Brianna, it's near the end of the show. I do a 60-minute show every Monday and Wednesday, and it's a 60-minute time slot because my show does air on TV, and they do 30 or 60-minute time slots. So I will be back Wednesday at noon, and you can call in 845-277-9131, and we can connect with your mom, or you can give me your mom's name. I am shouting out names of people on the other side right now that are coming through and saying hi to people here. And I'm going to say just a couple of more names. Again, I'm hearing Bill William, and I'll take two more. Jill. And yep, there's the countdown. And then the last name that is being shouted out to me is Ryan, R-Y-A-N. And this person is literally spelling their name in front of me, so there is no misunderstanding that this is a Ryan. Okay, everybody, if you know who these folks are on the other side, please say hi back to them. They are saying hi from heaven, and they're letting me know, or they're letting you know, that they are with you and they're loving you. And let me tell you, if there's a Ryan, and there are three people that know a Ryan that are watching, and they're three completely different people and for three different Ryans, that Ryan is still for you. And I am hearing, though, with Ryan's coming through very strong, and Ryan is saying Ryan with the bike. Now, this could be a motorcycle or a regular, like, bicycle. Okay, everybody, thank you so much. I love you so much, everybody. I really, really love you. Thank you for taking the time to join me today. Until Wednesday, have an absolutely amazing rest of the day.